like, my name is GURP Corn Oaf, and I'm running for, like, you know, state politics of Idaho. Anyway, here's the, like, Discord teenager who runs my social media campaign. Oops, he's photoshopped in a black sun.
The one that I see a lot of the times too that still, like, flabbergasts me that people still do this is when they, like, do, like, the okay sign. Like, European, like, right wingers will do that. Like, they'll be like, it'll be like, oh, here's our, like, Nazi youth party, and they're all like, oh, we're like 13 and doing that. And it's like, you are.
That was 10 years ago. Yeah. I feel like that was 2014.
Yeah. No, it wasn't that long, but yeah, like,
it's close. It's like 2016, probably. Yeah. It's like latest 2018.
Yeah.
So, like, it's pretty far back. All right. So,
Italy.
Do we have time to talk? I think we should. Actually, I'm going to say let's call it there for our bonus episode, because we've got some good topics here and some of these other things I think we could.
What do you mean call it there? We still have like 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I'll do one last thing here. We've got one last thing, and I'm going to save these other things for.
Yeah, that's fine, but you don't need to reel it in quite yet. You know,
no.
You get antsy. You wanna leave Corner Spatey early. You're on contract, baby. You're on a 10-year, $700 million deal. Like, you're a baseball player.
After this, you have to go back to making memes.
Yeah, you're the Shohei Ohtani of podcasting in my eyes, though. So that's a good thing.
So we can talk a little bit about the Netherlands, because we talked about it at the
very briefly, yes,
very briefly, yeah. over that, where the government of the Netherlands is almost fell apart after a minister from New Social Contract left the government, because she is of Moroccan descent, and claimed that people in the government were basically yelling slurs at her. She was media silent for a while, and I think she's come out and, like, specifically pointed the finger at Wilders, who is, like, the kingmaker, puppet master of this kind of, like, current Dutch government. He's not prime minister, but he's, like, everyone kind of knows, like, he's kind of, it's similar to, like, Le Pen in France, where, like, you could crash this whole government by pulling out, kind of thing. So you're really holding the, like, keys to the kingdom. Wilders was claiming that, like, all Moroccans want to destroy all Jewish people, and that all Dutch Moroccans should be deported and stuff like that. So, despite being from, like, a weird center-right party, she had, like, a moment of humanity and remembering who she is as a person and having a little bit of a backbone and dignity, and left the government being like, no, fuck this noise. What a repeat, though, that the party that this party, New Social Contract, the person this party was formed around, Pieter Omtzigt, has been on holiday for a month and is just completely just, like, head in the clouds, do-do-do-do-do about, like, this entire scandal, it seems.
Yeah, so. I mean, I don't blame him. It's kind of, I'd want to avoid, just the fact of that then, like, the most racist people in Europe right now are, like, somehow the front line against anti-Semitism is very uncomfortable. Like, I'm sorry. The fact of, what's her name? Beatrix von Storch, I found out today, is the AfD's, like, anti-Semitism, like, Beauftragtum.
Oh, fun.
This woman is the granddaughter of Hitler's finance minister.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she, like, you know, after the whole, like, resolution passed the other day, she's like, oh, you know, we did it.
Like, and she's a big she's the granddaughter of a Nazi official, and then is, like, a big promoter of the, like, imported anti-Semitism.
Imported anti-Semitism, and I know that then if you just poked her, like, literally just once, would probably just, like, vomit out, you know, great replacement shit and whatnot.
Oh, abso-